The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome back to The Netball Show with Flyhawk, Andy here, and more now with Jess Thilby. Started this part of the interview by asking her what she thought of Surrey Storm's Sophie Kelly.
There's a number of youngsters that I think are impressing within their teams. There's a whole list, isn't there? I think Fumi at Pulse, I think Alice Harvey at Loughborough, Lois Pearson at Thunder, Sophie Liebesiege. I think there's a number of young players that are kind of really stepping up that have either been around, you know, their respective clubs' NPL systems, or they've been part of that training environment last year and are now kind of taken to the court because of the context we find ourselves in. So, yeah, I think it's always great to see young players coming up through the ranks and kind of making a bit of a name for themselves. My only word of caution on that is just let them be exactly what they are, which is a young player breaking onto the scene and really help support and manage them, because the first year is almost the easiest year of your career, if I'm honest. It's a bit of a honeymoon period, and you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, haven't you? So I think the hard work really starts, you know, from now and as they kind of hopefully transition into their second year of Super League next year. So it's really important to celebrate the fact that, you know, we've got some robust youngsters coming through that are sticking their hand up. And I think, yeah, it's really critical that as coaches and clubs and environments that we really help support them and that they get their head down and continue to work really hard whilst enjoying that kind of first year breaking into Super League.
So Sophie and Kim at Bath, they've picked up from where they were last season, definitely.
Yeah, they're tough, aren't they? They're definitely tough to mark, and I think it was Loughborough that maybe found that pretty hard, and Wasps in particular. You know, I think the first half, that style of rotating shooters with Sophie and Kim definitely asked kind of some questions of the likes of Wasps, which is, you know, you're talking about an incredibly successful team in Wasps and an experienced defending unit, and I think it was a bit of a handful in that first half before Wasps then started to respond. And I think most probably it's most probably a strength that Team Bath have over other teams, but equally I think teams will quickly kind of work out and know what to expect when they come up against a rotating circle. So it'll be really interesting to kind of watch the journey that the teams go on, in particular when you start to see the second round of matches play out and how much teams have learnt about their opposition and how to combat it. But yeah, I mean, it's a great combination and good for Sophie to be in there, obviously, from my point of view, and a Rose's point of view to play alongside the experience of somebody like Kim.
I was pleased to see as well England Netball on their Twitter as well, obviously the well-known virtual netball club sessions, but open for coaches, and something that you've done with Zara.
Yeah, the virtual netball club is just a brilliant space. I've contributed to it over the last 12 months during this challenging time, and I think we talk a lot about connection, don't we? Whether that's with our fan base and engaging with the wider netball family, and yeah, I've tried to play my part in giving some content and sharing some experiences and advice within that virtual netball club. So yeah, there's a couple of bits on there really, and I've played, you know, a relatively small part, but it's got some great content on there, and I believe for a short period of time it will be open to everybody. So we really encourage, you know, people out there, in particular coaches, to jump on and try and glean as much as they can from what's on the virtual netball club at the moment.
Lots of information on there as well, online on the englandnetball.co.uk website. Bit of an exclusive before you go, if you don't mind as well. I think it was a picture that Ben took where you were busy scribbling something down in a notepad.
I've got that very notepad in front of me now, Andy, because I've obviously prepped for our call.
Lots of people have been zooming in on the actual picture trying to find out what it was. Now, given the fact that Sharni's busy writing a book and she's obviously got that out of the way, is it something that you're working on? Are you working on a book at the minute, or is this just general notes on the game?
I'd love to say it's really impressive. My serious people would be really disappointed if they actually saw the notes in my book. I love to write things down. I'm obviously, I am making kind of notes and observations. I'm a big fan of that. So as the games are on, I'm testing myself as much as I am making observations teams and just being curious about the way the games are playing out and momentum, as well as kind of making notes of players that are kind of standing up a little bit. So, I wouldn't want to disappoint, but I'm not sure people would be that impressed with my notes. And as for a book, I think I definitely feel if I had some time, the first kind of 16 months in the role as Rose's head coach has certainly been an interesting one that's maybe worth me putting pen to paper. But mainly for me, I'm not sure if it would be of any interest to anyone else. But yeah, my notebook's a bit more famous than I am, I think. So, but for all the wrong reasons. But I'll have to be careful where I leave it if Ben's got a good lens on his camera.
Well, at least if you did write a book, it'll arrive quicker than Australia because we've been waiting weeks. So get a move on, Shani. Far too early to call title, but have you been impressed overall? Is there a team that's standing out at the minute?
Yeah, I mean, at this stage, I think it's hard to not ignore. I think the top three will consist of a team by Loughborough and Thunder. I get accused of sitting on the fence, so there we go.
And the actual line went then. So somebody was tapping the line. Do you want to just repeat that?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say that I think the top three at this stage is looking highly likely to be a team by Loughborough and Thunder. But, you know, I'm hearing a lot of teams in post-match interviews talk about, you know, there's more to come from us. And I'm really intrigued to see that more to come. And I think there are a couple of teams, you know, Saracens Mavericks have only just welcomed back Jodie Gibson and Gabby Marshall and Ina Marie. So I think, you know, there are some obvious teams that have been, you know, missing some of their key players. So it'll be interesting to see the likes of Saracens and Wasps and their journey, you know, as previously very successful teams that we're used to seeing battle it out at the top. And then I think underneath that, I'm quite enjoying that battle. I think to kind of see the likes of a Leeds and a Sirens kind of really push in to maybe break in or get close to that top five or six, tells an interesting story. And I think round five and six, you know, I've got some matchups that I'm really looking forward to. Team Bath versus Thunder, Thunder versus Wasps, Wasps versus Rhinos, Rhinos versus Sirens. I'm really looking forward to what the, you know, next weekend throws up for us. I think there's going to be some great matchups there.
All written down in that notepad in front of you, no doubt. Well done. Jess, as always, it was really great to catch up and we'll speak soon. And the mask, by the way, was Celtic Dragons.
Oh, sorry, Celtic Dragons. But it's a bit tricky through the phone. I have been paying attention to people's masks, but I'll pay more attention from here on in, Andy, for the next one.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.